Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, November 6th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Today marks day 256 since the beginning of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russian forces continue to carry out missile and drone strikes against critical infrastructure across Ukraine, with some 4.5 million Ukrainians affected by power outages. Over the weekend, the Ukrainian state energy company announced it would be initiating rolling blackouts in at least 7 regions of Ukraine, including the city of Kyiv and the surrounding region, and the regions of Chernihiv, Cherkasy, Zhytomyr, Sumy, Kharkiv, and Poltava. Russia has also reportedly continued the forced evacuation of people from the temporarily occupied territories of the Kherson Oblast in apparent preparation for the upcoming Ukrainian advance. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported earlier this morning that over the past day, the Ukrainian army repulsed Russian attacks in the vicinity of 14 towns in the Donbas, Kharkiv, and Zaporizhia oblasts. The United States on Friday announced a new $400 million U.S. arms package for Ukraine's defense against Russia. According to a statement by the U.S. Department of Defense, the new security assistance package includes 45 refurbished tanks, 1,100 tactical drones, 40 armored boats, funding to refurbish armored security vehicles, and tactical secure communication systems and surveillance systems. The Pentagon also reported that the tanks will be provided as part of a trilateral coordinated effort between the Netherlands and the Czech Republic, with the Netherlands set to provide 45 additional tanks as part of the deal. Passengers flying out of Gdańsk Airport today are being told to expect flight delays after officials reported staff shortages due to a large number of air traffic controllers on sick leave. Ruslana Krzeminska of the Polish Air Navigation Services Agency, or PANSA, told Radio Gdańsk currently 9 out of 21 approach controllers from Gdańsk are on L4, or prescribed medical leave. As a result, the remaining air traffic controllers were work only during specified periods and in one-man SPO mode, switching every 2 hours with another controller on break during the previous shift. According to Krzeminska, the adjusted schedule will result in the approach service being closed for most of the day, with a maximum processing capacity of only 6 planes per hour. Officials from PANSA emphasize that the situation is dynamic and expect that delays or redirects will affect several dozen flights today. Gdańsk Airport officials claim the situation for passengers should only translate into flight delays. Polish ski jumper Dawid Kubacki took home the top prize at the first World Cup event of the season in front of a home crowd in Wisła yesterday. The 32-year-old produced jumps of 130.5 and 132.5 meters, beating out Halvor Egner Granerud of Norway and Stefan Kraft of Austria to snatch his 6th career win. The second-highest placed Pole, Piotr Dziwa, finished 5th, while Poland's 3-time Olympic champion, Kamil Stoch, finished 10th. Individual ski jumping events will continue this afternoon at the Adam Małysz Ski Jumping Hill in Wisła to wrap up the first of 32 FIS events planned for the 2022-2023 season. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek advanced to the semifinals of the WTA Finals in Fort Worth, Texas, after defeating Carolina Garcia of France last Thursday and American Coco Gauff over the weekend. Świątek will face Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus tonight at 11 p.m. Warsaw time for a chance to advance to the finals.
The weather.
Today will be cool but mostly sunny throughout the day, with a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 10 degrees centigrade or 50 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 4 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some rain early in the morning. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.